A new book takes an unexpected approach to a familiar topic. The US-Mexico border is an endless source of news reports, politicians' rhetoric, and debates over immigration. But in The Border Simulator, we explore the boundary through poetry. And we can read the poems in both English and Spanish. They are there side by side. Joining us now are The Border Simulator author Gabriel Dosal and translator Natasha Tiniakos. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us, Deepa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here as well with Gabriel and you.
Great. So, Gabriel, it's such a creative idea to bring the border to life via the idea of a simulator. Tell me about the simulator and how you came up with it.
Yeah, you know, I'm fascinated by these screens that have changed our lives, social media, how it's changed our lives. What we see on our screens doesn't always match up with reality, whether that's something in the news, whether that's a dating site, whatever that is, like that simulated part is something I was interested in. And also, you know, I'm from El Paso. I have family that live in Juarez, Mexico. And I'm fascinated by how when you hear news reports or you hear something about the border on social media, it doesn't match up with my experience of what it's like to be from there.
And I think there's so much in that because the border today, of course, and in recent years has been so politicized. And I feel like what you do is strip that away and just make us focus on the border. And you do it through poetry and you also do it through two siblings, Primitivo and Primitiva. Tell us about these siblings and why you set the book around them.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was important to have the perspective of a brother and sister who have come to the border to try and cross, to try to find a better life. I wanted to kind of funnel all of the stories that I know from my grandparents, from my uncles, from my tios, my tias, how they migrated here to the United States. And I use all of those stories as well as, you know, stories I know from the border. So both Primitivo and Primitiva are these combinations of stories that I've collected throughout my life.
And I feel like what you did in a way, in addition to these siblings, was you personified the border. And in personifying it, it allowed you to bring out these stark contradictions, these kind of illogical things about the border that we all kind of know, but we just either don't focus on or we gloss over. Let me give you some examples, like the fact that it's both highly guarded and militarized, yet it's porous at the same time. And the fact that some crossers put on their best bedazzled clothes to cross. And then on the other side, after they've crossed, they perhaps end up in a factory making said bedazzled clothes in really miserable conditions. Talk about using the poetic device of personification and applying it to the border.
Yeah, you know, I think the border is not easily defined, even by me, who's, you know, someone who grew up there and who knows the border. I feel like the border is part of my personhood, part of my blood. But the border is this intricate machine, it's this intricate world where language, culture, politics collide. And I think it defies definition in that way. So by using a poetic device to show all of this kind of colliding of cultures and politics, I think that was the best way that I could service the border that I know.
And then you use language so beautifully, so cleverly. Sometimes I was rereading verses and got a whole new meaning out of it. One particular example that stands out to me was you're playing with the word customs. And sometimes you used it to mean the guards at the border who check what you bring into the country. And sometimes you were using it as like one's cultural practice, like a custom. We have a custom that we do this. And in fact, sometimes I didn't know which one. So I turned to the Spanish to see if Natasha used aduana or if she used customs. I just want you to maybe bring you in here, Natasha, to talk about. It was such clever language and how one goes about translating that.
You are absolutely right. And I think I want to thank Gabriel because it was with conversation with the author that I was able to define which was costumes, como aduanas, or which one costumes as costume, no? And I think that is a gesture in the Spanish version that recognize that even what we consider mother tongue or original language is owning us something. So the translation comes as a way to abolish a small portion of Babel, but again, it's not enough. And that's also a space for poetry to come and breathe and exist when language is actually not enough, no? And we have these agreements in conversation, the translator and the author. So I'm happy you went to the Spanish version to find some clues. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it made it all the richer for me, because I feel like even sometimes, and no offense here, Gabriel, but sometimes there were things that I got an even deeper meaning from by reading the Spanish, because the Spanish seemed in some ways richer. And then I went back to the English and it layered the meaning for me. But I wonder if, Gabriel, you can talk about why you wanted your book to be in English and Spanish.
Yeah, you know, I have to give it up to my editor, Nicole Counts at One World. And I'm always looking for depth in the work. I want to create as much meaning as possible for the reader. So when this idea came up of having it translated, I thought about it for a few days, but I thought, what a way to increase this metaphor of the border.
Yeah.
And also offer an amazing challenge to a talented translator like Natasha, because there's so many puns, because there's so many jokes. Natasha has to come up with her own parallel in the Spanish. So I'm in awe and I commend Natasha. And I kind of agree with you too. Sometimes the Spanish is this more musical, kind of like its own world, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a gift to bilingual readers, just as rich if you only read English or only read Spanish. But what a beautiful gift if you can go between the two. I would love it if you would both read a little bit for us. And I'm thinking one of the passages I really liked starts on page 52 with years ago.
Yeah, sure. Years ago, Primitiva welched on her agreement with customs to tell her story and the story of those waiting in line at the port of entry. Now, Primitiva cottons on to the rhythms of the border wall. On the work floor, she understands how the polyester and cotton react under the pressure of her juki. One time, a coworker, jealous of her quick ascent up the fabrica's ladder, said under her breath to Primitiva, "Crossers baby, borders maybe. There's no doubt with Primitiva. We're sure she's the daughter of the border because she came out of the border's body. No border has ever seen a crosser coming out of it and remarked, 'That is not my baby.'"
Mm. And Natasha, we'd love it if you could read a little empezando con hace años.
Claro que sí. Hace años, Primitiva incumplió su acuerdo con la aduana de decir su historia y la historia de esos esperando en fila en el puerto de entrada. Ahora, Primitiva sabe que no hay nubes de algodón sobre el muro fronterizo. En la sala de trabajo, ella entiende cómo el poliéster y el algodón reaccionan a la presión de su juki. Alguna vez, una compañera de trabajo, celosa de su rápido ascenso de escalafones en la fábrica, le dijo a Primitiva sotto voce, "Crossers, baby, borders, maybe." No hay duda con Primitiva. Estamos seguros de que ella es la hija de la frontera, porque salió del cuerpo de la frontera. Nunca una frontera ha visto salir de ella un cruzante y ha dicho, "Ese no es mi bebé."
Mm. I wonder, just in closing, what do you want readers to take away from this? Let's start with you, Gabriel, and then Natasha.
Yeah, I want readers to take away that, you know, the border is difficult to define. And there's so much joy and life and resilience at the border. And I feel like that's something that's missed when you just hear stories in the news about the border. So I want people to take away kind of this energy that I know exists at the border.
Echoing Gabriel and Gabriel, because I name him in Spanish, that I, yes, as a translator, I want Spanish readers not to only have a translation communicating something, but also to make them have this experience, what it is, the simulation that Gabriel proposes. And that, yes, even in times, in the harshest of times, we are strong, but we also have sense of humor. As these characters go, holding paperwork, holding what they build with their hands, with the delicate hands, and they make love and they go on and they keep dreaming, even in the war, even in the border.
Thank you both so much. That was translator Natasha Tiniakos and author of The Border Simulator, Gabriel or Gabriel Dosal. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Deepa.
Thank you, Deepa, for the great conversation.